Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The Dubai police have confirmed that non-resident Indian businessman Joy Arakkal committed suicide by jumping off a building on April 23rd due to financial problems. The Dubai-based Keralite businessman jumped off from the 14th floor in the Business Bay area. Arakkal was the managing director of Innova Refining and Trading FZE in UAE. He had been in the petroleum business for the last 20 years and hailed from Wayanad. Almost 1.6 billion workers in the informal economy, nearly half of the global workforce, face an immediate danger of losing their livelihoods due to the continued sharp decline in working hours because of the COVID-19 outbreak, the ILO has said. More than 430 million enterprises in hard-hit sectors such as retail and manufacturing risk serious disruption, the UN agency added. Bangalore-based Biocon, one of the top biopharmaceutical companies in the world, is working on the next-generation biotech cure for the COVID-19 pandemic. It is developing a novel, customized, non-replicating measles virus-based vaccine, a latest antigen therapy that can be commercialized quickly. Biocon is also developing two new-generation repurposed drugs for treatment and an antibody diagnostic kit. The centre on Wednesday gave clear indications that the ongoing nationwide lockdown will be extended beyond May 3rd, but with considerable relaxations to people and services in many districts. The Ministry of Home Affairs, however, said there was a need to maintain a strict lockdown till May 3rd so that the gains are not squandered away. COVID-19 has led to severe disruption in business across sectors. Industries such as hospitality, retail, travel have come to a grinding halt. But as businesses respond to the crisis, there is significant learning as organizations switched literally overnight to the new way of work. A report by Deloitte has found that leaders are already seeing the benefits of this forced adoption of technology and the new way of work from home. The report finds 70% CXOs have reported no impact or increase in individual employee productivity. Factory activity in China expanded for a second straight month in April as more businesses resumed work from the coronavirus-led shutdowns. But a worsening slump in export orders pointed to a long road to recovery for the embattled economy. The recovery remains sluggish and analysts warn the rest of the year will be bumpy for businesses and consumers, especially due to depressed external demand and mounting job losses. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.